This murder sent a massive shockwave through Malta. There were three vigils, one on Monday and two on Tuesday evening. I spoke to Rafael Vassallo, a journalist working for Malta Today, a local newspaper. He was obviously devastated by the news.
Rafael and I, obviously, are working in the same environment for many years. I also knew her socially and personally from early childhood, so this is somebody who I knew quite well over the years. And it's just monstrous that she would end up that way. But I was also absolutely appalled by the scale of the murder. It was really designed to make a very powerful statement. And I think I speak on behalf of all of the journalists. This is obviously unacceptable by any standard, but it is a very clear challenge to the system, to law and order, to freedom of expression.
Politicians suddenly realized that Malta was not the safe country they assumed they live in. Listen to Carl Guder, member of the Maltese Parliament for the opposition National Party.
Probably until last Monday, we thought that we lived in a normal European country where if you don't agree with a journalist, you go to court if necessary and file libel charges, and then the court decides. But we never thought that our country would go down to the dogs as it went down last Monday. These things happen in not states that are not European, in states that are not democratic. And I don't think any Maltese ever thought that something like that would happen.
Now, this murder has caused a political row in Malta, with the opposition calling for the Prime Minister to step down. It seems that all the political actors have something to say over it. The opposition even went as far as calling it a political murder, says Carl Guder, who referred to his fellow party member Michel Briguglio.
We are saying this is a political murder, because murder in any country of a journalist is political murder. I agree with him 100%.
But that was flatly rejected by Vassallo, who says that virtually everybody was exposed by Daphne Caruana Galizia.
The opposition, I have to say, the opposition doesn't realize that he is also a potential suspect. I mean, in the last 4 months, he's done nothing but expose St. Dr. Adrian Halia's contacts with criminals. When she complained about receiving death threats, she actually published the WhatsApp conversations, and she was receiving death threats from people in the opposition.
Bottom line is that even the prosecutor who is in charge of investigating the case was attacked by Caruana Galizia. I talked to another investigative journalist who herself is taking plenty of risks when she exposed the murky dealings of her own country, Bulgaria, with a weapons industry. She's Diljana Gajtandjeva, and I asked her for a reaction to the fate of her Maltese colleague.
What is all this for? Sometimes I'm asking myself, what's the price? In this case, the price was her life, the Maltese journalist's life. And I really hope that this time the truth will come out and this case will not be blacked out. But I'm afraid that this murder will not be investigated impartially, because obviously many interests involved in her killing.
As for who is responsible for the murder of Daphne Caruana Galizia, no suspects have been detained yet, and it will be interesting to see if anyone indeed will be prosecuted in this case.